Are you enjoying this walk through the Bible? God's men and women of faith. Doesn't it amaze you how God leads in the lives of these individuals, as imperfect as they are? And of course, we know that they don't have a corner on that. All of us struggle with imperfection in our life. All of us need a Savior. All of us need the leading of God in our lives. But it is amazing, and it just amazes me every time I open the Bible and I begin to read the lives of these men and women, men like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Rachel, women like Rachel and Leah, and the list goes on. Men and women who were willing, and that's the key word, willing to be led by God. Of course, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, we have quite a list of them. That list is not obviously exhaustive, but it is a list of people who the Apostle Paul points out were led by God and were faithful. Were faithful to God. It would be easy this morning for us to simply rush through the story of baby Moses. And if doing that, we would probably miss some very important key factors in the early developmental years of Moses' life. Now, we've been talking about the family system. We've been talking about healthy and unhealthy families. We've been talking about how God can take unhealthy families and through the grace and the power of His Holy Spirit eventually turn them and mold them and shape them into healthy families. I think it's significant this morning that we have recorded for us in Exodus, the second chapter, the story of baby Moses. Chrissy just read that for us. It's a beautiful story about a mother. This morning, guys, I'm going to talk about mothers. I know it's not Mother's Day, but since we're in Genesis or Exodus chapter 2, we're going to talk about the ladies in our lives. And here we have the story of a very important woman by the name of Jochebed. Someone who was willing to stand out, as I pointed out last week, willing to be different, willing to go against the status quo, willing to stand up for what she believed was right and how God was leading her in her life. It would be easy for us to rush through this story, forgetting that great men and women are a product of healthy families, a product of healthy parents. If your life was blessed by being raised by a godly parent, then you have enjoyed one of life's greatest treasures. Don't take it for granted. I know it's so easy to take our parents for granted and say, oh, well, you know, they were our parents. But if they're godly parents, if they feared the Lord, if they believed in God's word, and even if they didn't do the greatest job, they were still men and women of honor, and they need our respect. Some of us may not be able to say that. We've had to look in other directions and other places for our model. But if you are raised by a godly woman of faith, then you are doubly blessed. And you should praise God and thank God for that. Jochebed and Amram were godly people of faith, men and women of faith. In fact, it's interesting, you know, that Moses wrote the book of Exodus. And in the very first few chapters of the book of Exodus, he shares his own family story. And I don't know, guys, I've said this before, and no matter how hard you try as a father or as a husband, father, the kids always seem to gravitate towards mom. You know? And I think that's wonderful. I just think it's wonderful that mothers have, for some reason, they've got a hold of our heartstrings. And most guys, when it comes to, you know, a touchdown in a big football game or they do something spectacular or wonderful, the first thing they say is, hi, mom. You know? Love you, mom. And I think it's wonderful. I have to admit, you know, sometimes I might be a little jealous as a father, but you know what? It just makes me work harder. This makes me work harder, you know? Makes me spoil the kids a little bit more. Not really. But Moses loved his mother. And it's obvious because he wrote about her. He told the story about how faithful his mother was. In fact, if you look at the passage that we're reading this morning, you will discover that not only does Moses give credit to his mother, but he also gives credit to his sister, who was also very close to him, someone that he loved very much. And so this morning we want to look at the qualities of women, not just mothers, but sisters, women of faith. First of all, we discover that Jochebed was a woman of courage. There's nothing that this world needs more than courageous women. And I'm thankful even today we have women who are courageous, women who are willing to stand up for what is right. And I take my hat off to you. I honor you. She was an Israelite from the Levi tribe. Now you remember there were 12 tribes of Israel. And each one of those tribes was given, were named from the 12 sons of Jacob. And Levi was one of those sons. And the Levi tribe later on, as we'll study later on in the book of Exodus, we'll discover that the Levi tribe became the tribe of priests. But at this point, they were just one of the tribes of Israel. And they were camped there in Goshen. Actually, we weren't just camped there. They had lived there for literally hundreds of years. And from what we can gather in studying this passage of Scripture, they were not only Israelites, but they believed in God. They had a strong faith in God. They clearly were listening to hear God's voice speaking to them. And they were also willing to act on God's plan. Jochebed was willing to take a stand against the evil that was taking place all around her. She was willing to take a stand against the darkness of the heathen world around her. And so let's just take a look at a couple of things that we discover in this passage of Scripture. First of all, Jochebed had faith to resist. She had faith to resist. To resist, yes, the authorities that controlled the world that she lived in. She was willing to risk her life to stand up for what she believed was right. I wonder today, those of you that are moms and aunties and grandmas and sisters, I wonder today if you were called to stand up against the authorities to do something that you believed was right. Would you do that? Would you take that stand? Jochebed was willing to do that. And I can't help but emphasize the fact that if you don't raise your child, if you don't intentionally, purposefully raise your child to be a Christian, a God-fearing individual, the world will be more than happy to raise that child for you. In fact, it wasn't so long ago that somebody said it takes a village to raise a child. Sorry. I disagree. It takes parents. It takes a family to raise a child. And so, our culture today, the world that we live in today, is becoming more and more secular. They are more than willing to raise our children for us. Television programs that are very attractive to our young people, like MTV and there are many others, that they can spend hundreds of hours watching and listening and emulating, copying what takes place, what they see on the television. They will raise your children for you. If you do not take a stand and actively, by faith, resist the world will raise your child. I guarantee you that. I see evidence of it all the time. Yes, even among Christian children. Our children need their parents. They need parents that are faithfully praying for them, that are faithfully modeling for them what it means to be a Christian. The second element that we learn here in this passage of Scripture in Exodus, the second chapter, is that in Proverbs, actually, let's turn to Proverbs. The sixth chapter. It is through faith that Christian husbands and wives, uncles and aunts and grandmas and grandpas are to raise their children. Proverbs 6, verse 22. Proverbs 6, 22. And it says, "When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you." You see? The ways of the Lord, if they are taught to the young people. It says in verse 20, it says, "Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them upon your neck." The teachings of the Lord are principles that as parents we need to somehow teach our young people, so that when they're laying down, when they're sitting down, when they're walking, when they're talking, whatever they're doing in their life, they are connected to a source of wisdom, a source of guidance and strength in their lives. Proverbs 6:22. Take a look at another passage of Scripture, Deuteronomy. If you'll turn over in Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4. I'll read starting with verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates." Do you see? Do you see what it's saying here? There's, as parents, as moms and dads, as families, we need to search the Scriptures and allow God to lead us as we raise our children. Teach them God's Word. Show them unconditional love and acceptance. You know, that's hard sometimes. Unconditional love? It's not something that we really see a whole lot of in the world. There's always conditions attached to love. But unconditional love is something that a parent can show a child at a very early age. And model the relationship, the personal relationship with the Lord. Help your child to build a foundation. It's a foundation that will last through the storms of life. There's something I'm realizing more and more now as my boys have gotten older and they're adults now and I'm able to relax a little bit and not feel I'm totally responsible for everything they do. It's wonderful to see how they fall back then on some of the things that you have shared with them in the early years of their upbringing. They remind you of things that you said. And you go, did I really say that? And then, oh yeah, I remember, Dad, you said this. Or Mom, you said this. And you realize that even when they're young, even though you may not think they're listening to you, they are. So don't give up. Don't become discouraged. Stay faithful. Stay true. Can you imagine, here is Jochebed, realizing that she's only going to have this child for a few years. And then after that, she wasn't going to see him probably at all. And so each day, she knew each day was a precious moment. Each moment was important. And she instilled in Moses, in little baby Moses, the truths that would carry him through. She built that foundation upon which he would build his future life. I don't think Jochebed had any idea who she was raising. I don't think she had an inkling. She's just an ordinary mom from one of the tribes of Israel, trying to protect her child, trying to protect her child from the evil world around her. She had no idea who she was raising. I want to suggest to you, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunties, you know, all of us, in one way or other here in this church, are responsible for the upbringing and the rearing of the little ones in this church. You can't shirk that duty. This is the family, isn't that right? The Bible says we're the family. This is the family. Christ is the head, and this is the family. We all have opportunities. Brandy has a wonderful opportunity, and Yvonne. shaping the lives of those little ones and Jason in Sabbath school. And others of you have the opportunity to work with our young people and our youth and our teenagers. All of us have that opportunity to model what it's like to be a Christian. She had no idea, but she raised him. Now listen to this. She raised him to become who he was. She was responsible for raising Moses to be who he became. Awesome. Behind every great person, I would like to suggest that behind every great person, there is a great mom, or a great dad, or a great uncle. Obama, our president, well, who was he raised by? Well, in the early years, he was raised by his mother. But who does he talk about? His grandmother. Went to visit her just before he was elected. Went to visit her because she was dying. She was important. In the flurry and the hustle and the bustle of the campaign trail, he took time to fly all the way to Hawaii to visit his grandmother. That says something about his grandmother. It in turn also says something about him as a leader. Behind every great person is a great parent. I believe that. I don't know if there's too many exceptions. There might be a few. But in most cases, I believe that's true. The third element that we see in this passage of Scripture is that we must have the faith as a parent, as a mother, as a father, as a grandparent, as an uncle, an auntie. We must have faith to release our children. Oh no, we can't do that. That's our baby. 50-year-old baby. My mom still says I'm her baby. Once in a while, I let her get by with it, but usually, you know, come on, mom. That's my baby boy. I've always been her baby boy, you know? And it's true. We've got a 29-year-old and a 25, almost a 25-year-old, and they're our babies, you know? Parents just have a hard time letting go of the idea that these little ones that they raised from the cradle are still, you know, they're adults now. They're not little babies in a cradle. We have a hard time releasing them. We want to just keep that. We want to keep that little baby. Don't you wish we could go back when they were just little babies? Well, yeah, some things, yeah, other things, no. Diaper changing. Some of those things you don't want to replay. But being able, as a God-fearing, faithful servant of God, we must be ready and willing to release our children. There's a joke that runs around Yucaipa and Cala Mesa area, and I don't know if it's true. It seems to be true, but Yucaipa is a place that's populated by 40-year-olds living in their parents' garage. That's a joke. And the valley, and the people in the valley talk about Yucaipa being, you know, I don't know what it's all about, but it is interesting, and I think there's quite a bit of that going on. Parents need, though, to know when to release their children. They need to have enough faith in their hearts to believe that God placed this child in their hands and in their lives for a moment in eternity. And from a certain point on, that child needs to mature, needs to grow, needs to move on. I'm not saying kick them out. I'm just saying you need to release them so the Lord can do His work in their lives. Be willing to release. You see, Jochebed, she was willing. She was willing to release, but you know, there was more to it than that. She was forced, in a way, to release that child. And she knew she only had Moses for a certain time. And then she would have to turn him over to Pharaoh to be raised by Pharaoh's daughter. And so what she did in those few years that she had him were so vital, so important to the future of Moses' life, and whether he would be raised a God-fearing man, or whether he would go the way of the world. She had to turn Moses over into God's hands. And as the older I get, the more I realize that so often parents have a hard time doing that. So often when we see a child, an adult child that gets into trouble, we want to jump in there and we just want to make everything all nice and happy and make everything okay. We want to kiss the boo-boos, you know, we want to make sure that they're not hurting. And all that is important. But folks, there comes a time when an adult has to face their own problems, their own issues, and parents shouldn't come along and interfere. Because what happens is we interfere, we stand between God and them. God's trying to work things out with that child. Yes, through the hard times, through the difficult times, God will carry them through. But that child has to learn that on their own. They can't constantly have their parents coming in and throwing money at them and patting them on the back and coddling them and rocking them in the cradle and all that. Adults, children don't need that. Adult children need reality. And they need to establish their own relationship with God. And so, Jochebed had to do that. Another element that we see, number four here. Before I move on to number four, and this kind of bridges between three and four. We need to not only let our children go so that God can work out His will in their lives, so they can relate, so that they can build a relationship with God, a personal relationship. We also need, in our own growth, in our own experience, we need to strengthen the faith that we have in God. And by letting our children go, then we turn to praying earnestly on their behalf. We pray interceding for them. And we learn to rely on God. We learn to lean on God. We learn to depend on God for the safety and the care of our children, our adult children. There's something that I will never forget, and my son reminded me of this at my father's memorial service a couple of months ago. We used to take our two boys just about every summer for about 5 or 6 years down to Ukiah. Where my parents lived there in Redwood Valley. And the boys would stay there for anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. Gave us a break and gave Grandma and Grandpa a little spicy excitement in their life. And my son at my father's memorial service here a few months ago, my older son gave a testimony that was just, it touched my heart incredibly. And the one thing that he said to all of his uncles and aunts and cousins that were a fairly large group there. He said, "You all need to know one thing. Grandma and Grandpa prayed for you every single morning by name. By name. Every single morning." And that left an impression on my older son. And as he was talking, I began to think back in my life and remember hearing my father 5 o'clock in the morning out there in the living room on his knees. And I remember every so often his voice would carry and I would hear him praying for my brothers and my sisters and for his family. And that left an impression on my heart. There comes a time when all you can really do for your child is pray. Just pray for them. Release them to God and pray. And this leads to the next element that Jochebed reveals to us through this story here in Exodus. And that is, we need to learn to faithfully wait upon the Lord. Wait. Nobody wants to wait. We want instant. We want it now. We want our kids to turn out perfect and wonderful so we can walk around saying, "Oh, I've got perfect kids. Aren't they great? Are my kids great, you know? Man, you know, what a successful parent I've been." Yeah, we want that instant gratification. But we in turn need to be willing to wait, to have faith. We need to learn to realize that part of the experience of knowing God, part of the experience of growing our faith is that waiting, and maybe never even realizing the end result of our prayers. As I said last week, Abraham never saw his family become a nation. Joseph did. But Abraham believed by faith that God would be faithful and God's word was true. Sometimes we just need to know, and in the depths of our hearts, we need to have faith that God will fulfill what He promises. It's also interesting, too, that Jochebed was willing to sacrifice her son. You know, she could have grabbed little Moses and run way out in the desert and hidden somewhere. Maybe she would have been able to successfully hide from the Pharaoh. She probably thought about that. I can't imagine any parent not thinking about that. Well, you know, if I just grab little Moses and we can take off and go live in Mesopotamia or some other place. But she knew in her heart, and she was connected with God, and she had faith, and she knew that God had a purpose for that young boy's life. I don't know if she ever lived to see that purpose fulfilled, but God had a purpose, and she was willing to wait for that. She gave herself to God. She gave her life to God. She gave her son to God. It's a heavy price to pay, isn't it? But in the end, all of Israel was blessed. In fact, all of the world was blessed through Jochebed's faithfulness to God's leading. My prayer is that as parents, as friends, as church family, that we too will be faithful. Faithful parents, faithful guardians, faithful leaders of God's children. God bless us as we continue to worship Him.